the humanitarian assistance has been mainly in the area of Caledonian Farm. And I think the numbers of the families that are there were being recorded to be close to 100 families. The reports that we've got from the members that are there, I think what we're hearing was that looks like the camp has now exhausted its carrying capacity, and there was a need now to rechannel the incoming people to other places.
All in all, countrywide, how many people have been affected?
At the moment, information has not yet come through because we've just begun to set up a coordination center for the response by NGOs at NANGO offices, and we're hoping that once our system is now up and running, we should be able to provide such information.
Have you identified key locations?
There are various locations. I think I was referring to at least the transit camps, and for Harare, so far we are dealing with Caledonian Farms. We still have a lot of people who are just located on the streets to any of these transit points. So, and I think this scenario is spreading, I think, throughout the country.
What is the scope of the problem?
I think the whole thing of shelter becomes the major and overriding one, in the sense that you would find, say, in Harare, I think about 60% of the people who have been residing in Harare have not been owning accommodation. And therefore, when the so-called illegal structures have been demolished, it has meant that these people have been left out in the open. And therefore, the problem of shelter is such that then that is a key one. So what we're having and experiencing at the moment is that people have begun to move in into relatives' residences, but also, like I said, a lot of families are still out there in the open.
Could you tell us more about this coordination center? When do you plan to have it in place and how will it work?
I think after the meeting with the government of ministers, which had a couple of days, we resolved amongst ourselves that at NANGO, we set up that coordination center, and it's now supposed to link up with the various groups and our members who are actually implementing the relief efforts throughout the country. So it will be a list enabling us to be able to know what is happening in the other parts of the country, but also what the different NGOs are doing to ensure that at least the scarce resources which are being deployed to emergency aid are used economically.
When do you think this coordination center will be set up?
We are hoping that in a week or 2 weeks, but that doesn't mean to say that an individual member NGOs have to wait until the center is running. I think it's mainly to ensure that we're able to handle information in a more coordinated manner. But
tell us more about what NGOs are already doing over the past days since you got the government green light.
There has been provision of temporary shelters in terms of tents, temporary toiletry facilities, distribution of blankets, and a few are looking in the areas of sanitation much more from any possibility of medicine.